Good evening. Welcome to Vespers. My name is Nancy Winder, and I'm the pastor in the village. Tonight, we sing one of the many settings of evening prayer that have been composed in this place. This is the first and the most loved. Here at Holden, we call it Vespers 86 because Marty Haugen wrote it when he was on sabbatical here in 1986. Many of you know it in your own congregations as Holden Evening Prayer. Here are some instructions about it. If you don't have one, there are some on the back table there. And we will stand at the beginning of the service through the evening thanksgiving, which concludes on page 4. And then we have the psalm, and it is the privilege of the leader of evening prayer to pick the manner in which we divide this psalm, which is in a canon. And so Bobby, who is one of our lead cooks, is focused on food. So the division tonight is, if you had too much pizza and feel you could not eat any ice cream, you are part one. If you had just enough pizza and are prepared for ice cream, you are part two. And if you'd like neither pizza nor ice cream, take your pick. We will stand again on page 9 when we sing the Magnificat, which is the gospel canticle for evening prayer. And we stand to honor the great proclamation of good news in Mary's song, the Magnificat. Then we'll be seated again for the conclusion of the service. And please note that on page 12, when we come to the blessing, although it's marked leader, we all sing that together. Please stand as you are able.
Jesus Christ, you are the light of the world.
The light no darkness can overcome.
Stay with us now, for it is evening.
And the day is almost over.
Let your light scatter the darkness
and shine within your people here. God be with you all, and also with you.
Let us sing our thanks to God.
It is Blessed are you, Creator of the universe. From old you have led your people by night and day. May the light of your Christ make our darkness bright. For your word and your presence are the light of our pathways, and you are the light and life of all creation. May our prayers come before you, O God, as incense, and may your presence surround and fill us so that in union with all creation we might sing your praise and your love in our lives. Amen.
A reading from Colossians. Christ is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in Christ all things in heaven and on earth were created, things were visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers. All things have been created through and for Christ. He is before all things, and in Christ all things hold together. Christ is the head of the body, the church, the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, the one who has come to have first place in everything. For in Christ all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through Christ God was pleased to reconcile to all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of the cross. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from Gregory Petrov. O Lord, how lovely it is to be your guest. Breeze full of scents, mountains reaching to the skies, waters like a boundless mirror, reflecting the sun's golden rays and the scudding clouds. All nature murmurs mysteriously, breathing depths of your tenderness. Birds and beasts of the forest bear the imprint of your love. Blessed are you, Mother Earth, in your fleeting loveliness, which wakens our yearning for happiness that will last forever in the land where, amid beauty that grows not old, rings out the cry, Alleluia! You have brought me into life as if into an enchanted paradise. We have seen the sky like a chalice of deepest blue, wherein the azure heights the birds are singing. We have listened to the soothing murmur of the forest and the melodious music of the streams. We have tasted fruit of fine flavor and the sweet-scented honey. We can live very well on your earth. It is a pleasure to be your guest. When the sun is setting, when quietness falls, like the peace of eternal sleep and the silence of the spent day reigns, then in the splendor of its declining rays, filtering through the clouds, I see your dwelling place. Fiery in purple, gold and blue, they speak prophet-like of the ineffable beauty of your presence and call to us in their majesty. Glory to you at the hushed hour of nightfall. Glory to you, covering the earth with peace. Glory to you for the last ray of the sun as it sets. Glory to you for sleep's repose that restores us. Glory to you for your goodness, even in time of darkness, when all the world is hidden from our eyes. Glory to you, O God, from age to age.
The light shines in the darkness.
An angel went from God to a town called Nazareth, to a woman whose name was Mary. The angel said to her, "Rejoice, O highly favored, for God is with you. You shall bear a child, and his name shall be Jesus, the chosen one of God Most High." And Mary said, "I am the servant of my God. I live to do your will. My soul proclaims your greatness, O God, and my spirit rejoices in grace and salvation we pray to you. For peace between nations, for peace between people. For we who are gathered to worship and praise you. For all of your servants who live out your gospel. That justice might guide them. For all those who labor in service to others, grant weather that nourishes all of creation. Watch on our loved ones and keep us from danger. For all the beloved who rest in your mercy. Help us, comfort us all of our days.
Great and merciful God, source and ground of all goodness and life, give to your people the peace that passes all understanding and the will to live your gospel of mercy and justice. Amen. God, remember us in your love and teach us to pray. My Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be.
Let us bless our God. Praise and thanks to you. May God, Creator, bless us and keep us. May Christ be ever light for our lives. May the Spirit of God be our guide and path for all of our days.
Go in peace, serve the living God.